Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time. Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Sorry I'm a little bit behind, but it's okay. We're here. Everything's going to be good. We're going to have a great show. And everything will be great. Everything will be great. So, first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions or want to speak on the topics this evening, the number is, oh, sorry, I always lose it. 646-787-8528. And sorry, I don't got my glasses on, so it took me a little minute. But thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate all the support. Thank you so much to all our sponsors and our up-and-coming sponsors, because after you guys see what we have in store for you today and in the future, you're going to be like, oh, I need to advertise with Ear Candy Radio. So, yeah, welcome. Of course, I have the beautiful Miss Brittany here with me tonight.
Hey!
I appreciate her. We really do, do, do. So, tonight's topic, if you guys saw last night, the Met Gala was last night, and so many people killed it. Oh, my gosh. They killed it with from the outfits, the hair, to literally the performances that was going on outside of the show. Like, the show started outside, and I'm pretty sure it was even better on the inside when it continued. So, we're going to talk about the Met Gala, and we're also going to talk about Ohio Fight Night, which is this Saturday, May 11th, at the Agora of Cleveland. It is presented by RB3 Sports. Tickets are on sale now at theagoracleveland.com. So you guys want to make sure you get your tickets and be there, or you're going to hear about it. And I'm pretty sure you don't want to miss it. They have great fighters. They have performances from artists in Cleveland as well as Akron. Woo-hoo. So
that's a map.
Okay, now, yes, I'm loving it. Akron in Cleveland, we've been doing a lot of stuff together, and I'm loving the vibe, and we're bridging that gap.
We all about the red carpet interviews or something.
For the event on Saturday?
Yeah, I heard something about those.
Oh, well, yeah, I heard that too, girl. I heard Deanna K and Britt Brad going to be at the awards on the red carpet, you know, doing them interviews. Okay, now. Oh, sorry. At the fight. It's really. At the fight, I'm sorry. We will be at the awards eventually. But we definitely will be at the fight this Saturday on the red carpet doing live interviews. So you guys don't want to miss it. We're going to try to talk to anybody, any and everybody, from the fighters to the artists. Whoever slides through, we're going to catch you. We're going to be catching your shoe cam, your outfits. We got all the exclusive questions. So you definitely don't want to miss that, because if you know us, we always ask an outrageous stuff that the people would like to know. We also have a special guest this evening that he has called in to speak with us. And I do want to say thank you so much. He is a fighter. He goes by the name of Gunnaman. He will be boxing this Saturday, the 11th, at the Agora in Cleveland, presented by RB3 Sports. Everybody need to get there. You can get your tickets again at theagoracleveland.com. And we're going to bring him in and get this interview started. Hi, thank you for calling.
What's going on? What's going on?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing? I'm just leaving the gym. You know, doing my job. You know, get ready to prepare for the an event this weekend.
Okay, now we're supposed to see you after the gym, but I guess I gotta wait till Saturday like everybody else. So you first and foremost just wanna let everybody know who you are and what you do.
All right, I'm Thomas Gunnerman Matisse, 13-1-1, 10 knockouts in Cleveland, Ohio, professional boxer. Now, you know, I just get in there and do what I got to do.
Yeah. Oh, hey, now. Okay, so you pretty much already answered, like, two of my questions, but congratulations. Could you repeat how many wins you have?
13 wins.
13 wins, okay. Now, any losses or are you 13-0?
Yeah, I got one loss.
One loss? Okay, well, that's still good. That's still good. Hey, now, yes. Round of applause for that. You said you were from Cleveland, Ohio, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, don't call me ma'am. I'm not old enough to be your
yes,
mom.
That's about respect.
I know. I'm just joking. I appreciate it. So I do want to know, how long have you boxed?
I started boxing in 07, so that's what, like 12 years, something like that, yeah. Like 12 years, yeah, that's 12 years.
What originally made you want to start boxing?
So what made me want to start boxing? I don't know.
Yes.
I was always, like, you know, fighting in school and stuff or whatever, and like, everybody used to tell me that I know how to use my hands good, not for me, no kind of boxing or whatever. And I tried it, like, twice. I went to the gym, and I'm like, oh, it's cool, but I ain't even want to do the workout or whatever. And then it was like the MTV Cribs. Somebody had MTV Cribs. I happened to be watching MTV Cribs, and Floyd Mayweather was on there. And I was basically seeing how he lived, went off boxing. And I was like, after that, I went to the gym the next day, and I've been in the gym ever since.
So it's safe to say Floyd Mayweather is somebody that inspires you to be continue boxing.
Well, at the time, yeah, that's who made me want to box. He's not my favorite fighter. My favorite fighter was Roy Jones, Pennell Whitaker, but he most definitely inspired me to box.
I feel that. So basically, it was just like you seen a lifestyle that a boxer could possibly live. Not only that, you turned a negative into a positive as far as, you know, fighting in school. You know, in school, you ain't really supposed to be fighting. You're supposed to be learning. So that's good that you turned something that could have been negative into a positive to better yourself. I do want to know, you said you've been boxing for almost 12 years now. And I just want to know, what inspires you to keep going?
The love of the sport, you know, I just fell in love with the sport. So it's like, you know, that's all I like to do, really. All I do is box. When I ain't boxing, I'm chilling. I'm in a house or somewhere chilling. So, yeah, it's just love for the game. That's it.
So your life is boxing and chilling. Do you do anything extra?
Boxing, chilling. I don't really do the clubbing and nightlife, all that. I do it every blue moon, but that ain't really me.
That's good. Staying focused. That's okay. The time is going to come. That's what I always have to remind myself. So sometimes you go to work now and play later.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to ask you, how do you prepare for your fight? Mentally and physically.
Well, honestly, I don't really get into all the watching my opponents, whatever, all that stuff. It's more like I just mentally, you know, I get a call and they say I'm about to fight. Within, I probably get a call maybe 2 months before the fight, and preparing Mondays, like Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays would be like sparring days where I get up in the morning, I run, swim. That's in the morning. Afternoon, we go to the gym. We spar. After you spar, you might do, you know, mitt work and all that. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you go to strength conditioning, which is like, you know, to build your strength, and then back to the gym later on that day. And mentally, you know, I just already be focused mentally. So, you know, just stand away from all the distractions and keep it focused.
What is your diet like when you have to fight? Do you have like a special diet to prepare yourself, or
you try to cut back on all the sugars and salt. After so long in the carbs, and you know, you eat smaller portions, maybe 3-4 times a day, and drink a lot of water.
What weight class do you fight in?
The lightweight division, which is 135 pounds.
Okay. How much do you weight too? How much do you bench press?
You said, do I do weight?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't lift weights at all.
I didn't know if that was part of it. I'm just asking. That's it. So do you ever change your style of fighting based on the person that you're fighting?
Oh yeah, you gotta you know, prepare yourself for, you know, whatever style that your opponent, you know, have that you'll be facing that night. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, when you go to when they have like a training camp, they're seeing you kind of sparring, and you're they're seeing you fighter similar to the fighter that you fight to help you prepare to spar with for that night.
Oh.
And you might practice on certain things you might want to do to make sure you're victorious that night. But yeah, that's
who is your opponent at Saturday's event?
Say it again.
Who is your opponent at Saturday's event?
Mexican guy, I can't really pronounce it. I don't really know how to pronounce it. I can't really pronounce the guy's name. Angel, Serena. I can't pronounce his name, but he's a Mexican guy from Mexico. I think his record like 10-7 or 6 or 4, something like that.
I understand. Well, we're going to focus on you. We ain't worried about him. I do want
to know. I would like to know what's your predictions with that fight, though. Like, okay, you see his record.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I win. We got 10 knockouts, right?
Say it again.
We got 13 wins.
I'd like to say yes. You have 10 knockouts, right?
10 knockouts, yeah.
And 13 wins. Okay, so going to prepare yourself for somebody who also has 10 wins up under his belt. You know, he got a couple more losses than you, but, you know, like, what's your prediction in the fight?
I mean, I train the same for every fight. Every fight, you know, ain't no fights easy. So I'm not looking like, oh, he got a certain amount of losses, so, you know, he's not this person. I train hard just like I train for any other fight. And Saturday night, I'm looking to come in there and dominate and, you know, knock him out. I want to win however I win, but I want to knock out, you know, something spectacular for the crowd.
Right.
But if we can't get that, we'd take the hand raising at the end, you know. But.
Yeah, for sure. But back in the day, you know, people used to come to see Mike Tyson. They want to see that knockout. I don't care if I only get 20 seconds. Let me get those 20 seconds off. That's what I love to see, the knockout. So we rule
for
it.
I'm gunning for that knockout for sure. I need one. I'm due for one. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to go out there. I'm not going to run out there and just get to doing no crazy stuff, because that's how you end up getting knocked out yourself. But I'm going to go out there and do what I got to do, and I'm going to get that knockout.
Okay, we heard that. We'll be in the building, so that's what we'll be watching.
Okay, okay. Oh, y'all going to be – yeah, I heard the story. I heard you say you're going to be doing the red carpet, doing interviews and all that stuff. That's lit. That's lit. So,
yeah.
You're all from Akron?
Yes, we're from Akron.
Okay.
We definitely do a lot of networking with Cleveland, so we definitely love Cleveland. So make sure when you see us, you're going to notice us. We stand out everywhere we go. But definitely come holler at us and talk to us a little bit more.
And that's our prayer request, so we both send you one.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
No, that wasn't a definite yes. He's like, oh, no, I might not be an exception.
I'm going to for sure come over there and wrap it up with y'all, introduce myself. You know, I mean, hopefully I am. And normally when it's fight day, I don't really never come out until it's time to fight. But I make my way over there because I am the co-main event. So after I fight, I have some time to get over there and make it over there if I don't get over there before the fight.
Okay.
That's right. The co-main event definitely got to be there. That shows your greatness right there. You co-hosting the main event. So that's wonderful. Congratulations. We definitely going to be rooting for you and following you in your boxing career. I do want to know what is your strongest part about you with boxing? What is your strength in boxing, I guess?
My speed and my speed, period. You know, that's my best asset. I got a lot of good speed and my jab. And I got a great jab and I got good speed.
What is something that you feel as though as a fighter or as a trainer that you need to work on, if anything?
I mean, it's always room for improvement. So, you know, a lot of, you know, just improving on getting better overall, you know. Maybe my head, you know, your head movement or whatever else it might be. But mainly, yeah, you know, getting moving and using the ring, having, you know, general ringship. That way, you know, you ain't stuck staying still or being stationary in the fight. So, when you can move your legs and all that. Because a lot of fighters, like, I can't say my opponent, I never seen him fight, but a lot of fighters only can fight when they plant their feet so they can try to punch hard. So, like, when you moving, that take that away from them.
Okay, so how many rounds do you expect Saturday's fight to be? Oh, no, you said you want a knockout.
No, how many rounds?
I mean,
it's
scheduled for six. It might end in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth. One of them rounds is going to end, though. It ain't going to them judges' scorecards. It's not.
Let's get that money shot. We're going to be telling the fight, too, so.
We got you. So what advice would you give to an
up-and-coming boxer? For up-and-coming boxer, I mean, you know, stay grounded, stay focused. You know, you gotta have self-discipline, and you gotta be very dedicated, and believe in yourself, and everything else will fall in place.
Okay, I'm good.
It's a rough sport, so you gotta be serious. You can't play boxing if you get nose broke, your hand broke, or anything like that. You can't sit on the bench and somebody tag in for you. You got to fight through it. So, you know, it's a rough sport. So, if you is going to get into boxing, make sure this is what you're really going to do because it's a hard, rough sport. And it's definitely a hard way to put food on the table.
Okay, definitely feel that. I was going to say about, like, have you ever had anything broken due to a fight, like your nose? Or, like, what was the worst injury you got during the fight?
No, I never had anything broken on me before in real life or in a fight. I had a couple hand injuries, you know, where my hand went out and I had to fight with one hand. And probably got punched in the eye a couple times when my eye was out for a little bit, but it came back. But not nothing broken.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know if I could deal with, like, I don't like the fighting and the hitting. How did you manage to fight with your one hand? How did that work out for you?
It was rough, but it was like, you know, it was special when I first experienced it because it happened to me twice. It was kind of easier the second time because I've been there before. But the first time it was real rough because I injured my left hand with a good hand. And now I was stuck, like, having to use my right hand. And I was like, wait, panicking, but I had to stay focused and keep calm, like, man, because it's like, okay, you either can cry about it and blah, blah, and lose, and then if they say something, they're gonna stop the fight and you automatically lose. Or man up, fight through the pain, and try your best again. And actually, the great thing about it, like, honestly, I hurt my hand in the beginning of the round. Each round is 3 minutes. And I want to say, like, the last 20 seconds of that round, I ended up catching the dude with a good overhand right hand and knocked him out. So that was God, you know, God was a good man that night.
That's good. So you were still able to maneuver even though you only had one hand. So that just shows your strength. What is one of the highlights you would say in your career so far?
You said that one of the highlights?
Yes, like what was one of the happiest moments
of my career so far is when I fought Rolando Chanier. Not this year in February, but last year in February is my first fight on Showtime. And I was kind of, it was a rough fight, and I was honestly, I was down on the scorecards real bad. And, my corner came to me in the seventh round, like, man, listen, you need a knockout or you're going to lose this fight. And I sat there and he was talking to me, but I like went into like a tunnel vision and blocked him out. And I told myself, like, it's the moment you've been waiting for. You know, I got to seize the moment. It's here. And I went out there that round and I knocked the dude out. So that was like one of the best moments I ever had so far in my career.
Okay, so in that time, in that moment, basically your team had to give you constructive criticism. As a boxer, how do you handle constructive criticism?
I'm kind of used to it because that's my coach. He never talk about none of the good stuff you did. He always bring the bad stuff you didn't do or what you didn't do right or this and that. And you might feel like you look the best, and he comes saying you was all right, you could have did this or did that. So I'm kind of used to the criticism, you know. And I think maybe I might be my worst critic, because as a lot of times where everybody else be like, you looked good, you looked great, and I just be like, I ain't like how I looked, or I ain't feel like I looked it good. Although I might have won still, but I just like, I don't feel like I perform at the best, at my best. But it's something you just get used to. That's a lot of stuff you get used to, like the crowd, the fans. You know, it's going to be in this game, it's a lot of people that's going to like your style. There's a lot of people that's not going to like your style, regardless of who you is.
As far as your fans, were you surprised once you realized that you had a fan base? How did that feel to know that you actually had people that you didn't know?
It was kind of shocking. It wasn't shocking, but it was kind of different for me because I'm a shy dude and I don't like the attention and all that stuff. But doing it because of the sport I'm in, you know, I'm just starting to get used to it. So it was like all these people from overseas. And I talked to the people, too. I messaged them back and everything. All these people from overseas and everywhere just comment, I'm in good work, champ, or this, that. You know, I'm a good fan. And be asking me to buy T-shirts, you know, my merchandise and this and that, et cetera. And it just be like, I just look at it like, you know, this is, you know, a dream come true. Like, I remember sitting on my couch with my grandma and my grandfather, you know, rest in peace to them, and saying that we used to be watching boxing together. And I always said that one day I'll be on TV fighting. And then my day came, I fought on TV four times. So it was like, you know, just a dream come true, and it really was like just a great feeling. And the craziest part about it, you get more support from people you don't know than actually the people you know.
You ain't got to tell us none about that. We know all about it. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
Your city gonna be the one to love you last. That's what I was told. But I do want to say, rest in peace to your grandparents first and foremost. And I do want to ask you about, how was your first fight? Like, what was your thought the very first time you fought, especially on TV? How did you handle that?
My first professional fight or my first fight on TV?
Both.
Well, my first professional fight, it was like, it was a lot of crazy stuff going on. Because my first professional fight, we drove all the way down to the place. We had my coach's people's van. The damn engine went out on the van. But then after the engine go out on the van, that following day they canceled the whole show. So then now we were stuck on the side of the road. We was walking down and walking around Jersey with our luggage. We had to get a Greyhound pass, and we had to catch the Greyhound back home. Then they give us that call back like 2 weeks later, like, man, the show back on, y'all guys gonna come down. So I told them this time, I can't. So I'm like, man, listen, I'll come back down, but y'all gotta pay for me a rental or something. Like, I can't go through what I went through last time. So they paid for the rental, we got there again, and then the show almost got canceled again.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking like, wow. But then it finally went, so I was kind of like, my hopes was, like, my happiness about actually about to turn pro was kind of canceled, because the show got canceled twice before I actually fought it. And then it was like, when I actually fought it, I didn't really believe it until I was like walking to the ring. And I was thinking like, oh damn, I'm really about to fight my professional debut. And actually I went out there, I went to another guy's hometown, which was in Jersey, and I knocked the dude out in the first round. So it was like a great feeling. No, I think my coach is more happier than me. But yeah.
If you could say anything to your coach about either your experience, anything that he may or may not know, what would you tell him?
I mean, it's probably nothing he don't know or not know, because, like, he's been there every step of the way. So, like, more than just boxing, outside of boxing, we kick it together. We do a lot of stuff. So he's kind of like my big brother, but he's my coach. So it ain't really too much that he don't know that's about me. Like, he know pretty much everything about me, from relationships to finances to everything else, right?
Okay, I got a quick question, because, like, I'm really, really into boxing, so I'm excited. But, how important, can you tell the other upcoming boxers that are listening, the people who may be, on the outside looking in on boxing matches, like, how important is that corner? You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen so many boxing matches where, like, the dude would be losing, or, you know what I'm saying? They just keep going, like, the same punch and cross, and their corner's not telling them. You know what I'm saying? So how important is that corner in the boxing match?
Is the corner?
Yeah, the corner. People asking your corner, your trainer.
Oh, okay. You know, it's very important, because, you know, it's a lot of stuff that you can't see while you're in action fighting that they can see. So that's their job, to pick that up in a fight, like he's doing this. Or he might be jabbing and dropping his left hand. Or you might be dropping your hand, and it's them, like, man, he might be trying to come over your jab because your hand is down. So that's their job to catch it. I mean, look. You're trying to come over your jab because your hand is low when you jab, or this and that. So, yeah, they got to, you know, although it's not a team sport, but, it, you know, they call it your team. It's not a team sport because you can't tag no one in to help you, but they have a big role in your, you know, in your success, in your corner.
For sure.
I know a few fighters that was knuckleheads and didn't listen, and they, you know, they got put on their ass in there because their corner was telling them to do something, and they was doing the complete opposite because they was hard headed. So you got to listen to your corner. You got to listen to your corner.
What do you think is the best? What's the best thing about boxing? What is the best, or about the lifestyle, I should say, of boxing?
The check after you fight.
Say, bring me my money, okay?
No cap. That's the best feeling when you drop, when they drop that check and you just get to look, and you just look at it and you're like, okay, I'm about to do whatever you about to, whatever you had in plan to do, whatever it is. But no, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, just a skill set. So, like, watching is just to watch the beauty of the sport, the skill. But the best feeling of it is the check at the end. And my check ain't even big as like them guys like Errol Spence and Floyd Mayweather. So I can imagine them getting out the ring and they drop a $5-6 million check on them. So I know the check, the best feeling in the world when that check drops.
Okay, now this is a controversial issue too. I want to ask. So are you in a relationship? First of all,
before we ask this question.
He said, am I in a relationship currently? No, but I am seeing someone.
Okay. So, is that hard? Because I know, like, my brother, he fought professionally. So, I know, you know, while he was pregnant, they were told that he didn't have sex.
Is that true?
Is that true or is that not true?
Hold on. I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
While you're training, I was told that you're not supposed to have sex while you're training.
Yeah, you can't do that. I did it before. You don't want to do that to yourself. Because it weakens your legs and all that. It's like the texture to all that stuff. It's like nutrients. You lose a lot of nutrients from your body when you bust a nut, you know, excuse my language, but having sex, and, you know, and it weakens you. So you want to cut that off 2 to 3 weeks before your fight. You know, you don't want to be having sex 2 to 3 weeks before your fight. I was a hard head dude, and I did it one time, maybe 2 hours before a fight.
Oh, yeah.
So how did that fight go?
I won it on point, but, like, I was punching a dude, and I know I got a nice punch on me. And it's like he was just smiling and laughing at me and just running through my punches, and then I had a hard night. Like, I couldn't knock him out for nothing. He just taking all my shots, so I just outpointed him. But, you know, and that was only a 6-round fight. So imagine trying that in a 12-round fight. You might not make the cut. But
right.
So how do you survive those few weeks with not having sex, and how does your mate survive?
Well, really, it's actually simple. Like, it's not okay. Like, I'm home now, so it's harder because you know you're around your lady. But like, my last two fights, I've been going to training camp. So you're in training camp, they stuff you in a hotel or wherever you're staying at, the little mansion or where you at. And it's only you and other fighters. So you ain't even thinking about no sex. All you're doing is training and boxing, everything, training and boxing. You're not even thinking about a woman. But
okay,
right after that fight over, right after that fight over, it'd be on the flow. He's like, man. Yeah.
So what would be, okay, so I already asked you about one of your best experiences as a fighter. What do you think will be one of the worst experiences?
The worst experience I ever had as a fighter was for sure my debut, which I was explaining when I was stranded in Jersey. And I had to catch the Greyhound and all that stuff. We was actually stuck in Jersey. We got there at, what, like 10 o'clock in the morning. We were stuck on the side of the freeway to like from 10 to maybe like 2, 3 in the afternoon. Then we finally got off the side of the freeway. They came, say the engine was blown. We caught a taxi to like this little thing, like a Walmart. And we didn't get to the Greyhound station till about maybe like 10 at night. And then the sad part about it, we weren't supposed to catch the Greyhound. Like, our tickets went until that following morning, so we had to spend the night in the Greyhound. But then they came in, they like, if you ain't on this last trip, you got to leave the Greyhound station. We was in Philly, so we was like, where the hell we going to go? We ain't had, they didn't give us, like, the people didn't give us no money. It was some cheap, freaky thing stuff. They didn't give us any money to get a room or nothing like that. So we think, like, damn. So I told them, like, man, we ain't about to play like that. We about to skip this bus. So I'm like, we jumped in the front of the line, and we got on the bus on what we were supposed to, and there was like some people that messed the cut because they had tickets, but the bus was full, so they had to wait till the morning. But yeah, it was like the craziest, like that was the craziest experience maybe I ever had in my life, other than outside of boxing and in boxing.
So what inspires you to box? Like out of everything that you could do, like what really, besides just seeing the lifestyle that you could have, what really and kept making you continue?
Well, I don't really care about the lifestyle, but what made me, I just, like I said, the game, the love for the sport, the love, you know, for the game. It's just like, I just love to do it. It's just something like you got that urge, like something you just love to do. Like, and it just makes me want to do it. Like, some people love the club, so every weekend they at the club drinking and doing this or partying. They just something I love to do. So, like, outside of boxing, when I'm at home, I'm probably watching boxing on YouTube. You know, when I'm just chilling and I'm watching some type of thing related to boxing or whatever it might be. So it's just really your love for the game that inspires me. It ain't really the lifestyle that I can get or live, because I'm not one of them flashy type dudes. I can be, but that was just never me. I'm just me. So it's just the love of the game.
Okay, very humble, very humble. I love it. I love it. Is there anything else that people should know about you or know about the fights coming up?
Know about me, like I said, again, you know, I'm Thomas Gunnerman Matisse, 13-1, 1-draw, 10 knockouts, Cleveland, Ohio, you know, humble dude, and, you know, May 11th, I'm going to give you that knockout, so don't blink, bring some popcorn, you know. Smelling sauce, pillow, cover, all that good stuff. And then after that, we're going to go to the park and we're going to enjoy and have fun. And that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate you calling in, being on the show, and giving me your time, answering all the questions. We look forward to meeting you and seeing you. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. I'll see y'all Saturday night.
All right,
okay.
See you Saturday.
All right, have a
blessing. You too. Thank you again, guys. That was Thomas Gunnerman. He will be the co-opening act for Saturday, Ohio Fight Night, which is happening this Saturday, May 11th, the Agora in Cleveland, Ohio. This event is presented by RB3 Sports. You can find them on rb3sports.com. You can also go to agoracleveland.com to get the tickets. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you so much, Gunnaman, for calling in and talking with me. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. Thank you, guys.
Never let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your lady. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your baby. I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl.
Ring. You want a war, you can see me in the ring. I'ma survive by any means. I know what you thought, but you're dealing with a king. What that means is I'm strong and I'm tough, and I'm usually in con, cause I got it in my jeans. And I'ma eat, cause it's gift, it's a real blessing. I'ma learn, and I'm using it as a teach. I let y'all talk while I prove it with my actions. Make it happen, yeah, cause I'ma always be a champion. I said I'm gonna be a champion. We gonna be some champions. The Benjamin, that's that shit we need. That's why we get them, man. We in this bitch. And we turning up, cause we be kicking it. We flipping shit, and plenty bitch up. None of us in this. I said I'm gonna be a champion. We gonna be some champions. The Benjamin, that's that shit we need. That's why we get them, man. We in this bitch. And we turning up, cause we be kicking it. We flipping shit, and plenty bitch up. None of us in this bitch.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
Look, they gave a bitch two options, tripping or lose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in soon. Lord only knows how I got it in suits. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch played with my money, might as well fit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they say we was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stun on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up on me, will for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rags to riches, went from wigs to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Where you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas. Climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to steal and make bangers. Tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shape. That's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to bar, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit, hands down. If you got a problem with me, say it now. Cause I don't wanna hear no sneak dissing. Especially not from all you weak bitches. I'm on go like I don't see no stoplights. I'm stepping out every day, prom night. So if it's all love, show me love then. Cause you ain't on the bitches, what it sound like. Beat, mo, it's how I give it up, nigga. Hoodie, low, it's how I'm pulling up. Just cause I've been on the road, don't mean I've been on the run. And you gon' have to learn to hold your tongue or hold the gun. And we all know you ain't that type. I smack you in the bitch that you act like. I started getting money, bitches upset. They remind me of my pussy, bitches mad tight. Nails done, hair late, keeping both late. Come through shining with them rolly bust. Headshot, headshot, tell them crochet. And no bitch spitting like this is so way. I don't trust no nigga, I don't fear no bitch. Whole life been through some fucked up shit. They say I'm too that, oh, I'm too this. When you see what I see, you end up like this. I walked into the label with a check at. Cardi B on the charge, and expect that. Where that bitch that was claiming she a threat. I'ma put a Louis Vuitton with her neck at. They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I started with the phone like a badass child. They call me sippin' once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, know it's me, hear that badass sound. Man, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. But I get upset. Let me down 9 times, but I get upset. Bitch, I'ma make a fuck, bitch, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke, bitch, filthy. I know niggas talk, niggas feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch, filthy. We gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Yeah. We gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our guest that called in. Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you this Saturday and to see you fight. Shout out to the Gunnerman. He is the co-opening act for Saturday's show. That's right, Ohio Fight Night, May 11th at the Agora in Cleveland, Ohio. This event is presented by RB3 Sports. You can get your tickets on agoracleveland.com. And this is an event that you really just don't want to miss. They have the fight that night will be the opening act will be Ronnie Haynes, also Brent Simmons and Jeremy Arvin. Also the co-main event, as you just heard, my special guest, Thomas Gunnerman Mattis. And as well as, Matisse. And the main event will be PJ Brewer. So, you guys, make sure you tune in this Saturday. Get your tickets. They also will be having artists perform that evening as well. Special performances by Cleveland's own Ray Jr. as well as Cleveland's own Ty Bree. You also have Fifth Boy. He's also from Cleveland. You got Freak Nasty from Akron, as well as Danny from Akron and Damo. So go ahead, Akron, stand up. You know, get in there, show out. We'll be praying that you guys have some great performances. Make sure you stop by the red carpet to see myself, Deanna Kay, and Miss Brittany Miller. Yes, we're going to go ahead and shut down these red carpet interviews. We want all the performers to stop by from Akron, from Cleveland. We love it. Stop by, talk to us before you go in or after. We'll take either or, as well as all fighters. Go ahead and make sure you stop by and go ahead and chit chat with us real quick. Again, you can go to agoracleveland.com to go ahead and get those tickets. And again, this event is presented.
Real quick, though.
Okay.
Because they are $5,400. And this is my thing, especially about the city of Akron. Because I feel like the city of Akron is always trying to talk about growth.
Oh, God.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to send no shots at nobody or nothing, but it's just always some weird stuff going on. I'm like, you know, everybody be struggling. Everybody have their own struggles financially at one point in time. But this one thing, it's $5,200. So, what's up? Everybody should be there because this is going to be a nice event. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be no drama.
Right.
Because obviously, if you come with somebody, you obviously paying at least $100 just to step in the building.
For sure.
You know? So, it's going to be a nice event. Y'all come out and support. You know, everybody wants to talk about it. It's nothing to do. This is something different.
It's definitely going to be fun. You get a 2-for-1. You pretty much get a concert because that's what it's going to be. All the art, we got great artists performing. These are good artists from Cleveland and Akron. So we got great performances. So that's the whole concert itself. And then you have about five fights almost?
Yeah.
So it's going to be lit. Everybody come out with support. If you don't have nothing to do Saturday, this is what you need to be doing. Go to agoracleveland.com, get your tickets, and come have a good time. Come dress up, come network. That's another thing. It could be a great networking event for people who have businesses and different things like that. You know, you never know who gonna be in the building. And
I know one thing's for sure, two things for certain. Me and Brittany, we don't care if the event is big or small.
We
be in
there.
We're there. We're networking. We're passing out business cards. We're passing out flyers, whatever it is to get Ear Candy Radio, Deanna K, All Things Matter, and pretty much everybody on our network and our team and our family's shows to get out there, more people to know about us. And to basically, you know, get hip to us. The more support, the better. You know, you can never have too much support. So come out and support Ohio Fight Night presented by RB3 Sports. You can check them out at rb3sports.com and go get your tickets to agoracleveland.com. You know, they not that much. So come on, have a good time. Come support your local artists and come turn up. It's going to be a dope event. I know for sure it's going to be great. So just come out and show some love, as well as make sure you guys keep on tuning in with myself and everybody else on the show. I really do appreciate you guys for listening. A lot of people has been listening to me since, what, last year when I started, and over the time, I gained more love and more support, so I definitely appreciate it. I got a lot more coming out for you guys. The summer is coming up. It's going to be a good summer, as well as going on tour with Ear Candy Radio. We have a lot going on with that and just the growth of us. And I'm really excited for my fans and my people who've been supporting me, because you're about to get a better insight and a better look with all the stuff that we have coming out, just with the show and just myself. So I really do appreciate it. We appreciate you guys at Ear Candy, and we love you guys. So, of course, you heard our sponsors. If anybody is looking to get their business, product, and or music advertised, we have millions of listeners. So you definitely want to get your music or your business advertised, as you heard our sponsor. We play his music this evening. Mr. Rock Hustle, I'm sorry, we play Mr. Rock Hustle Champion tonight. So that's one of our sponsors. He's a artist. Other artists, if you're interested in getting your music on here, it will be played during my show as well as other shows throughout the week, and as well being on our website for everyone to listen to and our app. So you definitely want to make sure you advertise with us and promote your music as well as businesses, as you guys heard. New Era 330, located in Fairlawn, Ohio. That sponsor was played tonight as well. So we definitely want to let you guys know your stuff will be played. We definitely promote you guys 110%, whether it's social media, from our pages, but or on our website, coming to events. We're just all for helping one another and doing what we do best, advertise, getting your name out there, getting your business out there, wearing your brand. We're also available if you have any material, such as t-shirts, clothing, apparel, boutiques, jewelry stores, anything you can name, apparel all in general. If you're interested in getting your apparel up here on our radio show and our tour coming up this summer, go ahead and contact us. If you go to our website, earcandyradio.com, go down to contact us. That's how you can figure out how your apparel can be featured in our upcoming episode. So, woo, that was a lot, y'all. I gotta take a breath, girl. Yes, you know, I'm trying to, I'm about to go buy this waist trainer, and I'm about to get the training this waist, honey, because I cannot be looking, all loose and jiggly all on the tour. I'm loose and jiggly now, but.
Somebody posted some on Facebook, I gotta share. So, they was like, the 600-pound
life or whatever
that show.
Yeah. It was like, ain't none of them single. Okay, so.
Okay,
eat that
cupcake,
boo. Like,
the
real thing
is not
going to
care about
that.
Okay.
Right. Okay, they like that meat.
Somebody
has to pull off.
Girl,
he going to rub that belly, especially if you know how to cook, okay?
So, it's going to be all right, girl.
You know why it's there, but.
But if you're doing it for that one thing,
I'm not doing it for to snag me nothing. I'm doing it for my own personal reasons, just as far as me, myself, getting fitter and getting back to
I'm gonna say I'm gonna get back to pre-baby weight. Cause I was young then. Well,
right, I saw that picture you told me. Girl, you
look teeny tiny. Girl, and I used to think I was fat when I was that.
Girl,
I know, I'm dead serious.
No,
like that's
you're kidding me.
We're dead. I'm definitely gonna have to do a recap. I need to get some teenage girls to come on here and really talk about that. Cause when I was a teenager, I really used to think I was fat at that size. I would kill a bitch to have bitch. Oh, bitch, what? I had a little belly, but it was flat. No, you know, it was nice. I was petite but thick, all in the right areas, pretty, like, okay, hell yeah, I'd kill a bitch for that body. But I used to think I was fat back then, but that was my own. You know, as women, when we point out what we don't like, you know, thinking as sometimes at the time, I'm not going to lie, I used to did compare myself to other people. I'm bigger than most of the people I'm surrounded by. And at this age, I shouldn't be this big compared to them. You know what I mean? If my friend is 0 and I'm a 7, that, to me, I'm fat. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you 0, you a 1, and I'm 7. And we in middle school, though. But why am I this big? I'm thinking I'm fat. But I wasn't big. Looking back to having my grown woman body, looking back then. Oh, yeah, bitch, show me that body right back.
Right.
The fuck, yes. I was, honey, so I don't know if I'm going to get back to that exact, but I do want to tone it up because I'm trying to look nice. Like, I want to, I'm tired of tucking my tummy in like a Glock, bitch. Okay, but either way it go, I'm going to work on it. But the person that do love me, I do feel like they going to take you as you are, for
right.
Sure. That just ties into, you know, self-love and being confident
and growing and stuff like that. I am
confident right now. I don't think I'm like, oh, my God, I'm huge. I'm obese. No, I'm not. If y'all follow me on my social media, you see me. But toning it up, yeah, I wouldn't mind. You know, it's always room for improvement. So, for sure. Whew, I'm sorry, y'all. I told y'all. That's why I'm out of shape. I need to. Can't even talk. No, I'm just playing. I could talk, y'all. But for sure, so I do want to talk about last night at the Met Gala. I loved it. Oh my gosh. I was like in awe. I love the dresses. I love the different styles, the outrageous. It was just everything. I don't know. It was, their events to me is always good. It's an event where you're supposed to stand out. You do that crazy stuff that somebody normally wouldn't wear.
Right.
So that's why I like this event. And also, of course, it also is a charity. So that's dope too, helping people in need, blessing others. Because, you know, you can. You know, that's what it's about. When you get in a position to win, you're supposed to help others, you know, get in a position for them to win as well. If you guys checked out my blog, go to ericandyradio.com and go to Secret Battles. You'll see.
Actually, I have the DNA show.
Oh, the DNA show. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I need to, like, I tried to change my name on Facebook, and it didn't let me, so I don't know, like, how I'm about to transition, do all this, so it's different, so you gotta bear with me. I still love my Secret Battles, but it is the DNK show. So you go on yourcandyradio.com, click on the DNK show, and then you'll see, it's my recent blog, so it should be right at the top. And basically, it's the Met Gala play 2K19. So, boom. First and foremost, of course, I had to start off with my mommy, Anna.
Hey.
This crazy. Oh, my gosh. Like, she was a red carpet. She ain't a red carpet.
Yeah, she was.
She was a red carpet, bitch. She was a walking red. She picked the red carpet up and put it on her head and dripped that bitch down and walked. Okay. I loved it. I loved the style. And I love the flexibility. Like, if you look in the pictures that I posted, her dress to, like, flat. And then, like, if you watch and they got different videos in the pictures, like, they're holding it up. It can turn. It can move. Like, it was just basically gliding with her. Like, she was just walking.
So how many people did it take to hold that dress, though?
Okay, let's count. 1, 2. Look at him. He's struggling. I don't know. 1, 2, 3. But I think it's like 2 more over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at least 5 to 6 people, because I cropped some of the people out.
So I did like this look. There was just a couple things that stood out to me that I didn't like.
Okay.
So first of all, I didn't like the headpiece. Like, I like the headpiece,
mm-hmm.
but I felt like the headpiece, it was...
It wasn't doing too much?
It wasn't doing too much. It wasn't doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she needed to...
Instead of just like covering up her hair, she could have been dramatic.
Like, it was not enough. Like, with that outfit, you had to do something more. But it was still good. Also, that's not the nipple thing. A little nipple that was on her
What if that was her real nipple?
No, they're not. Do you see this? Is this a. Is it a penis?
No.
Oh, the nipple thing? No, I'm talking
about for the penises.
No? For penises? What? Mm-hmm. You don't see that?
I
want to
call it a penis.
I mean, it's in the shape of one.
Let me see.
In the same place as one. Y'all clearly didn't see that. You didn't see this. Oh, no, I didn't.
You
did. No. I mean, I was just looking like I was just confused.
I thought you were trying to play her like she has a little
Y'all know Air Candy Radio is Team Cardi, but at the same time, we still got to keep it real, okay? So, that was just my, that was the only two things, or three things.
Maybe she intentionally
out.
Did that, but I didn't notice
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the when she just won all her awards, all 6 of them. Fuck you, bitch! I know that's right. So I definitely could see Cardi pulling that move. I actually didn't even notice that. So that definitely was a shocker because that's interesting. Maybe I gotta call Cardi and ask her, y'all.
Okay, yeah, let me know what you said.
I'll talk to her. I definitely will. You know, we're gonna be bumping shoulders soon.
And as well as Nicki Minaj, of course. She's the pink Barbie, to me. That's how it's on Barbie. She's been a Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, her pink print, I feel like her dress was, I got like prom style from that dress.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice. I liked the train. It was dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was long.
Mm-hmm.
And her dress, it was just elegant. It was just nice. It just showed enough. And it just did enough. Like, you know what I mean? The silver jewelry, the diamonds, it definitely made the dress pop. It was like one of those simple dresses that you add a dramatic train to with some blinged out jewelry, and you just the shit. It's like going in your closet and finding that little black dress. That's so simple, that little simple black dress. But since you add all your accessories, your jewelry, your hair, and maybe a bad bag or a, you know, Brittany Yards, you know her, she loved her first. One of them, you just make the whole outfit pop. I think that's kind of what she did. It was with the ponytail. She pulled her hair back.
Too
simple?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's simple, but it's, at the same time, it's dramatic. It stands out in all the right places
to me. And then the shoes, I like that. That's like
so
a bring back.
Now, I heard a lot of people like kind of going in on Nicki Minaj, and
oh my god,
I feel like everybody is just Team Cardi. And I have to admit, I kind of got stuck into that bandwagon for a hot second, but I have to go back and listen to my girl. You know what I'm saying? Nicki, like,
she's been it, and I love it.
She has always been it, and liking Nicki Minaj is not taking nothing from Cardi. Like, I like both of them. I feel like they both dope in their own right. And I wish they could just join forces and fucking take over. Like,
that's awesome.
I'm just waiting on the moment. I feel like it's definitely going to come. But I do feel like people make it a competition. I don't feel like
mm-hmm.
it's a competition because their style and who they was as an artist is different completely.
Mm-hmm.
The look sometimes may, like, you know, the costumes. But as a female artist, you got to do costumes. You got to stand out. They've been doing that since the beginning of time. when music and videos and visuals first came out, you have to be different in order to stand out. But Nicki, she came through. She was okay. Her MO was a Barbie type thing, even though she was from the struggle type situation, up and coming. And then Cardi, like, she's from where a place where she's not supposed to make it, period. And she did. So I don't feel like it should be a competition. Like you said, I think that should just come together and join forces. I think everybody always should have put women against each other and, like, oh, I gotta be better. No, how about we join up, we take the fuck over, and we dominate everything. Just think, if they're two of the most influential rap female artists, if they came together, come on now. I can't say nobody right now who like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj wouldn't listen to that album and wouldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So y'all can say what y'all want, but I bet just as many people hate both of them. If they came out today and said, we about to join forces, I bet everybody would be like, yes, bitch, yes. Like you said, it's a bandwagon. So, I don't know. I like the dress. I've always been a Nicki Minaj fan. And I've always been a Cardi B fan, so I'm not going to pick. I'm going to just wait till they figure it out. My favorite, though, of the night definitely was Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga. She's been in the game for a while. And to me, Lady Gaga always been dramatic. She always been outstanding. You always gonna notice her regardless. And I loved it. Like, her eyelashes, they were just dramatic. Her hair, like, she had a little cute baby doll wrap type thing, but she had, like, little cute bubbles in it too. So that was different. She had the eyelashes, and it was dramatic with the makeup. And then I was like, her dress, it was, in the beginning, it was just real poofy, like. And in reality, she literally did one.
I didn't like that first one, though.
The pink.
I didn't.
I think it was so cool because of the black one underneath it and how it was. Like, mm-hmm. It had to be like that. And then she came out with the all black, which I really love. Uh-huh. And then she had, like, the caboose. Like, what's some little things? I used to want to dress up like them when they, like when they do the corsets. But then they got that big old thing under their dress and it stick out. I always wanted to wear one of those. I don't know why. I just like to do it. I think that would be dope. And then her pink dress, she went back to a pink dress, and I just loved it. She had, like, her little paparazzi. She had her phone. She did, like, a whole show up into the door. So I love that. And then she stripped down to her dress. I don't know. Like, that was the end result.
She did the rest of the war show on her.
I don't know if she did the rest, but this was the beginning. This was walking into the show. So she basically did a whole performance. She dressed, and each time she changed the outfit, she did it in a different dramatic way. You know what I mean? And then by the end, she was in, and I really like that brown and pink set with the little sparkly type. I love shiny stuff, so the shinier the better. That was really cute. You didn't like Lady Gaga?
I did.
It was different.
The bra and the panties, like, it was,
like, why you do that?
No, not why you do that. It just wasn't enough to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the one time Beyonce came out with her new, like, her little new body, and I'm down there where, like, it just wasn't enough, like, flashy enough to me.
Oh, okay. So it was just like,
I thought it could have been a little more, but I definitely love her whole performance
look
or whatever. Yeah. Whatever she calls it. Yeah. But it was dope. I like Lady Gaga. She's different.
I do. I like Lady Gaga. Rihanna? I wasn't really impressed with that. I like her headpiece. But to be honest, I didn't like the dress. I didn't like it.
It's kind of like,
it's sad.
Yeah, like she's going to, like,
and then it was
the,
like,
garden. Her playing
and that belt, it just, like, it wasn't Rihanna. I don't know who styled her, but they need to be fired.
Oh,
fire.
Delete all that shit.
Period. Because Rihanna is one of the best dressed, like, to me. Like, I love Rihanna too. So her outfits is always dramatic or always sexy, and this just was not Rihanna.
Yeah. She don't even look happy.
You know, like, for real, let's be real. We got a dope outfit. Like,
you ain't going there and kill it, right?
You're going to be happy. Like, you at the, I don't care how many times you do the Met Gala. I'm pretty sure you enjoy yourself. So, with that being said, her facial expression did not.
She's probably like, her facial expression was like, look what they got me in.
Look at this bullshit. Right, look at this shit.
You know how you order something online? They probably sent her a totally different picture and just showed
it
like that.
This is like the dress your granny make you wear to take your pictures in or something. Like, granny surely bought you that dress. Wear it because she's going to be at Sunday's.
Damn.
So the Kardashians fast forward. Of course they killed it.
I love the Kardashians though.
Yes, I do. And Mama Chris, who was y'all?
I gotta say Kim. She killed it.
Out of just this one or just them as people?
Just the Kardashians.
Oh.
Kardashian look.
How do they look?
That was.
Did you like that?
Which one?
Okay,
I like the purple.
The purple, yeah. I was going to say the purple would be it for me. Yeah, I definitely
like,
love that
Kim
purple.
K, her body is just body doll for me. Like,
it's perfect.
Wow.
It's perfect. You're going to have a lot of money to afford that body. That's like $1 million body. Literally.
She probably got more than that insured on her body.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, celebrities, they do that.
Remember
they,
back in the day, J-Lo had her ass insured for $1 million or something like that?
I would have too. Where should I say moneymaker? You definitely can do that. I like Chris too. The mom.
But she just had that hair. That when you see her hairstyle, it's just the meme that says, you know she's dating a black man by his hairstyle. Like the bob.
The bob cut
with one is shorter on one side and longer on the other.
She got the blunt symmetrical.
Like, you just know for a fact that she's dating a black man based on her haircut.
She definitely don't look like that mom, though, to me.
She don't. She looks like a whole sister. Didn't you say that earlier?
Yeah. She definitely, but shit, listen, when I get her age, I hope people be like, oh, that's your sister.
Yeah. That's my brother. You know,
Deshaun
ain't going for that.
Yeah, right. You like, sister? For real, she looked good. The Kardashians definitely, they looked good. People were on Kanye. He had on a Dickies outfit.
Did you post it on there? I didn't see Kanye.
He's behind Kim.
Oh, I know.
I didn't get no individual pictures of him. I definitely can go add some more pictures to the blog.
And to be honest,
I think that's never
his ass.
His
clothing line, I'm sorry to say, I do not like it
one bit. Well,
his clothing line, have you seen it?
Not the new one. I've seen the old one with the holes and the kind of like just old clothes that you wear around the house
like,
and not
really like homeless people wear it.
Damn.
I'm sorry. That's how I feel about it. So I think he did good by not wearing his.
How y'all feel about the man purses?
Hey,
They have them like over the shoulder and across their chest. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Is that Kylie?
I hate them.
Kylie's man, he's wearing a man purse on his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for the man purses. I don't know.
I feel like they can't both be carrying a purse. Well, they have it. I'm
going to
carry this purse.
Okay, at least we get a book bag. A cute little designer book bag or a briefcase if that's your profession or something. I don't know. If you want to carry something, the fuck, what you have to...
Well, how you feel about a fanny pack?
A man wearing a fanny pack? Mm-hmm. No. What the fuck do you got a fanny pack on for?
Wayne is different.
Wayne wears a fanny
pack. I would have been sorry. I love a fanny pack.
And you know what's
funny? Y'all catch you trying to do me in front of Wayne.
No,
like, I'm going to go get a fanny pack. And he don't got one. That's like, hey, when you show somebody something, you're like, oh, she ugly as fuck. Like,
that's my
cousin. Oh, wow. Y'all cousin ugly as fuck.
No, that happened one day. Let me tell y'all, because my sister brought my little nephew, her grandson, Wayne said he heard us walking the kids back, so he's going to get his in the car.
No, I cut it
under
my shirt.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the fanny pack. It definitely depends on the person because I know a few people, males, that I've seen them wearing one and it's just like, okay, that's their style. You know,
that's what I'm saying. I thought that way different.
Yeah, like they just are like certain, into that stylish type stuff anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like my brother Brandon. Okay, well I can see him wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's dressed like a Walton.
Like
a preppy,
yeah, like,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, like, real preppy,
yeah. Yeah, I can see the preppy dudes wearing theirs with their little loafers and all that.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't know who the guy was with the head. I need to find out who that was.
Yes, that was different.
So, one of my Facebook friends, this is real funny, and they had this picture, they had reposted it, it was like, finish hair school. You know, you got the little dog that you got to do the mannequin. Like, boom, bitch, I graduated. Like, so I don't know. That was definitely different.
I liked his body chain.
That was cute.
He
had a nice body chain.
Oh.
Over his shirt.
Oh, okay, that was nice.
Yeah, I liked that. The man there was just a little different. They were different.
How do you feel about, what's those girls?
Look at him. He got on a headband, like a girl headband.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like nowadays, everybody can just wear whatever they want to wear. He had on a whole girl outfit. What do you mean? Did he fit?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow. Wow, they both do.
Yeah. That's why everybody should check out the article. So you can guys know what pictures we're talking about. You listen to this, go ahead and check out the website, earcandyradio.com, of course, and go to the Deanna K Show, and you'll be able to see my blog about the Met Gala. Yeah, I think he was trying to hide his print. I think he should have moved his hand so we could see what he's working with. I mean, gotta give the ladies a show. I mean, it means you get to see all these women in these beautiful dresses. Hers was different with the teeth and the bananas.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, and the eyeballs, Miley Cyrus, I felt like hers was fine.
Uh-huh. She
hasn't done
enough for her lifetime.
She can chill if she wants to.
She can wear a plain dress
and everybody be happy. Remember when she came out on that record ball? Girl, I know her dad was disappointed. He probably did not know about that until after the video dropped. For sure. I don't know. I wonder if it was that cold. Screams infection to me. I don't know. I don't want to put my pussy cat on the record ball. I don't know. It's just like the chain in between your legs. Like, it got to at least be touching your cooch. Like, infection. Then you got to sit on it. So, depending on if you got a fat coochie, you know. Your pussy's a wrecking ball. Your pussy's a ball.
As a woman, like, we really have to go through a lot to keep our stuff in order and fresh. Like,
it's a job.
It really is. And then they can just wash that thing. And she's just going, like, we really got to wash the stuff we eat. We got to drink enough water. We got to make sure we wipe from the front to the back. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you don't use nothing scented on your hoo-ha. It smells good, but don't use that shit on your body. You know?
It's just a lot. So, shout out to the woman that's keeping that stuff intact.
Got to keep it clean. Maybe she'll go to...
Who?
She got famous off that coochie.
Yeah.
I bet it is good.
Yeah,
shit.
Too many niggas and you never heard anything bad about it.
Right. Because that one, the first...
And she been married hella times. She ain't...
Really,
she really
laid there. She ain't even do nothing.
Right.
She just was laying there taking it.
I think maybe it's because she was pretty. I don't know. That's what I want to know. Why do y'all think, like, she blew up like that if, like, she just was there? I don't know. How do you feel, Britt? Do you do lazy sex or are you active over?
I
don't do lady sex. Very
active. So how'd she get famous? She just laid there. I think maybe she was just cute and popping.
Like
everybody want to know who was up in there. It looked like she had some wet, the way he was moving in it.
I mean, I've been in that situation before where, you know, it was supposed to be going down, but you just, they
it didn't go down.
Right there and they don't make it past there, you know? Just,
damn.
To what?
It don't go down, it just goes.
Yeah, it just happens, you know? But you can
right.
hold it.
Slide in, bloop.
Oh, I'm sorry. What
the fuck was that?
I'm mad at you.
I just wasted this good juice for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, back on the topic. The Janelle Monáe, her outfit was definitely different. I liked that little boob with the eye. That was really sexy.
Okay, I peeped that. Okay, so you are younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember the cartoons back in the day, Real Monsters?
I think so.
That's what that dress is.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to pull it up.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that was the thing. The other girl, she has, she was Cinderella. And the other girl was a candle from the Beauty and the Beast. So maybe if that was, maybe it was a Disney thing this year or something. Well, I don't know. Some of their dresses wasn't Disney-ish, but
ideally, I don't know.
Gabrielle Union, how did you guys like her dress? I don't know what that headpiece was. It had a chin strap.
I don't know. The way it looked good together. I like them.
Then the other girl, her outfit with the, who was Cinderella. I loved her her bag. It was the actual like carriage. Like, I saw like the little pump, like the carriage. Cinderella's story.
Oh, that's cute.
It was all blinged out to
cute.
Me. So I love that. That was like the best part of her dress.
I was looking into 107.9 today, and it was saying the theme of the Met Gala was camp.
Notes on fashion.
Huh?
Camp notes on fashion.
Camp notes on fashion.
I don't get it.
That was the camp dot dot notes on fashion.
C A M P. And they were just saying, trying to figure out what camp stands for.
Oh, okay. So we have to
the Metropolitan Museum of Art recently announced its new inspiration for the costume institution for 2019. Camp Notes on Fashion. The theme is inspired by Susan Sontag's 1964 essay, Notes on Camp, which is widely credited to have introduced the notion of camp to the mainstream.
But they're still not saying what camp is.
Yeah.
No. We'll find out.
We'll catch y'all.
Lala was there. Her just had 100 on it. I don't know what that was about.
And it was like snaky.
It was kind of. She could have did better. What about Sierra?
I like Sierra. That picture, it doesn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually seen a video of her walking up the stairs or whatever, and her hair was just, I liked it. I really liked it. I can't lie. I liked her.
Green is what it was done on her.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading some of the stuff, and one of the ladies, I think it was this girl, she was like, I thought Green was going to be the go-to, then Sierra walked in. Like, basically, all right, she stole the show. I definitely liked her dress.
If they had her.
The hair was good. It was like dramatic and wild, but it didn't hide her face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was something. It was real fierce.
And I think she's like more than half of favorite too.
She also did a little slight performance. I forget who it was with, but she had like two little afro cuts too when she did that performance.
At the Met Gala?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna pull it up for you and you guys can see.
Oh, when does it actually come on TV? Do we know that?
But then we gotta find out. I don't know that information. Oh, it does look like I think Cardi B initially dated him and wasn't that creepy like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't even see the little piece of the door. I like that.
So I'm gonna go update the blog, y'all, because I found more pictures of more details what the dress is and basically what everybody was wearing. So to understand. We're pretty much done with the article and talking about what the people was wearing at the Met Gala and the recap.
I'm definitely going to add some new looks and go add some looks from the after party, those pictures as well. So, go ahead and get the site. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Goes out to the people that think they ain't good enough. Let me tell you right now, man, fuck that shit, you good enough. Look, I spit these verses, no rehearsal, no, my curses serve a purpose, no, my blessings keep me grounded, no, my angels keep me surface, but it's deeper than the surface, no, you hear that shit a lot, and I know that you get nervous when they put you on the spot, but remember, every failure has a lesson, yeah, these scars, they have a path, cause they led you to progression, nothing less than, and I'm just being mean, no, I ain't trying to be a reverend, but these words, yeah, they my weapon, I've been dreaming since 11 about the music. How I'm gonna use it, it's touch every human, I must never abuse it. With great power comes great responsibility, and there were times when I doubted my ability. But you must learn to accept yourself, only then will you be able to direct yourself to the path that you desire with the hand you was dealt. And before somebody help, you gotta help yourself. Hear me out, don't be no pessimist. Life's a Mount Everest, it's scary and it's treacherous. Don't be your own terrorist, but even if you slip, you gotta get back up. Come on, you gotta get a grip before that relapse comes. And ain't it funny how we look for the approval of society? Make you feel worthless if you ain't acting with propriety. Make you feel depressing, so you write it in your diary. And every night you cry, but listen, you don't have to try and be something that you're not. No one will ever take your spot. We all here for a reason, believe in what you feel inside. And when you hear these words, I hope it stains your soul. I hope it helps so you don't have to feel the pain no more. I hope the sun shines down and it don't rain no more. Because you were something the money can't afford. One of a kind, because listen, I know you ain't no ordinary person. You were chosen, so go make your mark. Now I ain't the smartest, but I can see through the phonies. My home ain't the largest, but yeah, at least I got homies who would die for a nigga, trust me, I would too. So stop all that tripping and let me tie your shoe. And that's real. Let me see that smile now. Let me see that smile now. Find a way, make the pain go away now. And every day, don't let them sway it till you light out. Let me see that smile now. Let me see that smile now. Find a way, make the pain go away now. And every day, don't let them sway it till you light out.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.